When the U.S. government deports hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants back to Mexico each year, it drops most of them just south of the border. Traditionally, many of them would immediately try to sneak back into the United States. Now the migrants face heightened security along the border and an economic downturn in the U.S., so an increasing number are no longer trying to return. As part of our series on the evolving U.S.-Mexican border, NPR's Jason Beaubien has this report.
The streets of Nogales, Sonora, just across Arizona's southern border, are crawling with deportees. Some of them are covered in prison and gang tattoos. Others are down on their luck men who used to do construction work in California or wash dishes in Chicago. Many are sleeping on the streets. 40-year-old Roberto Reyes is originally from Honduras. He'd been working for 5 years in a restaurant in Miami, he says, until he got arrested for drunk driving. He was deported in September. Reyes says he immediately tried to cross back through the desert. I walked for 6 days, but I didn't make it across, he says. Now I've just returned. He got caught by the Border Patrol and deported again to Nogales. Reyes has 2 young daughters and a wife in Miami, but he says getting back to them in the States right now is too difficult.
Bastante vigilancia con migración y ahora pues ya cuesta más que antes.
There are a lot more border guards, and it costs a lot more to cross than in the past, Reyes says, and the risk is that you could die in the desert. For the last few days, Reyes has been sleeping on the streets in Nogales. He says he hopes to get some work here so he can buy a bus ticket back home to Honduras. The Mexican government offers limited assistance to deportees. On this day, the dusty office of Grupo Beta in Nogales is overflowing with migrants. The Mexican government agency patrols the nearby desert and provides water to would-be crossers. It also offers discounted bus tickets to migrants who want to go back home to their villages. Enriquez Palafox, the coordinator of the office, says in the past, many migrants would spend a few days, maybe a week in Nogales, before trying to cross into the U.S. again. Now Enriquez says far more are heading south.
En el 2007, nosotros ayudamos a 698 personas en todo el año.
In 2007, Enriquez says they helped 689 people return home in the whole year. So far, in 2008, they've helped more than 6,000.
Que ellos están mirando que está más difícil, que no hay mucho trabajo en Estados Unidos.
They're seeing that it's more difficult, he says. There isn't as much work in the United States. There are fewer possibilities to cross. And they're saying, hey, I'm going to go back to my city. I'm going to go back to my family. But there are also those who say staying in Mexico is not an option.
I was raised in the United States. They took me when I was 5 years old to California. I'm 45 years old right now, and I just got to report it.
This man is sitting about 20 yards from the rusty metal fence that's keeping him out of Arizona. He doesn't want to be identified because he's waiting for an opportunity to break the law and jump the wall.
I have to go back. I have to go back with my family. I don't have nothing here in Mexico. All my family is in California.
You have children?
I have 5 children. I have two children in Iraq right now, fighting for their country, which I believe is my country too, because I was raised up there.
He used to paint houses in San Bernardino, east of Los Angeles, but business wasn't going so well. He got deported, he says, after police came to his house over a domestic dispute.
So I was losing my house, and I got depressed, and started arguing with my wife because of the bills and everything. And that's when my neighbor called the cops on me.
He denies hitting his wife and says the police never pursued the domestic violence charge, but they did hand him over to the immigration authorities. Originally, he was deported to Tijuana. After he tried to cross there, the Border Patrol bussed him 500 miles east here to Nogales. Miles and miles of the new border fence stretch out from this rough border town into the desert. Border Patrol agents guard the frontier in a parade of four-wheelers from massive Ford Excursions down to one-man all-terrain vehicles. They have night vision goggles, high-tech cameras, remote sensors, and motion detectors.
Well, that's what they're doing, and it's very hard right now, but I mean, we're going to have to keep on trying and trying. If you want to be with your loved ones, just keep on trying, no matter what, no matter what it takes.
Last year, the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, ICE, deported 350,000 illegal immigrants. This was a 20% increase from the year before, and most were deported just across the border into Mexico.
Y darle muchas gracias porque somos libres.
1,000 miles east of Nogales, the Mexican city of Reynosa sits opposite McAllen, Texas. At the Casa del Migrante in Reynosa, dozens of deportees say grace before dinner. This shelter is run by nuns. It used to offer a meal and a bed to men heading north. Now it's overflowing with people heading south. The shelter is space for 40 people, but lately 2 to 3 times that many have been sleeping here. 23-year-old Juan Garcia was released into Reynosa from ICE custody earlier in the day.
We just came over there to work, and they think we're criminals. Everybody's criminals.
Garcia was picked up in April during an Immigration and Customs Enforcement raid on a chicken processing plant in Arkansas. Agents fanning out across 5 states arrested several hundred illegal immigrants working at Pilgrim's Pride facilities. Under a relatively new ICE practice, most of the migrants swept up in the workplace raids, including Garcia, were charged with identity theft and other crimes. Garcia served a 6-month sentence in an Arkansas state prison. He says he has 3 kids who are all U.S. citizens.
My older one is gonna turn seven in December. My second one, she just turned 5 in September. The other one is 3.
The kids are with his mother-in-law in Arkansas. His wife died a year ago in a car accident. Now he says his kids are without parents. Garcia came to the U.S. with his father when he was 13. When he was caught, he'd been packing chickens for 3 years in a job that paid $6.75 per hour.
Los americanos no les gusta trabajar en un trabajo que nosotros trabajamos.
The Americans doesn't like the job that we do.
Ellos les quieren un trabajo fácil y bien pagado.
They only have the easy jobs and the well paid.
Nosotros trabajamos en cualquier trabajo que lo den.
And we took any job that they have for us.
A 6-month prison term, an order to leave the country, a new fence that stretches for miles and miles along the border. Garcia says these things aren't going to stop him. Eventually, he says, he'll be back in Arkansas with his children. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.
Tomorrow we hear from Border Patrol agents at a place where they're really busy, Nogales, Arizona. And we hear from the kind of person they're trying to catch.
Me and my friend, we're going to come back tonight. We start walking by 11 o'clock when the immigration moves. That time, the immigration moves, so we got the chance to walk. And we're going to walk tonight.
You can see photos of key locations across and along the border through an interactive map at our website, npr.org.